We are up to Simin Reish Yud Aleph, the halachas of Ketima Bebrachas. We are up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. But in order to do that, we've got to do a chazara of Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we learned that when you have two fruits in front of you, and their bracha is the same bracha, the Mechaber said if one of them is from the Shivas Haminim, it comes first. That is the Deya of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Rambam is cholik on that, and he holds that even in one bracha, two minim with the same bracha, the Rambam holds Shivas Haminim does not have kedima, Choviv has kedima. If they're different brachas, there we paskin that there's no kedima to Shivas Haminim, but the kedima there is to the Choviv. If it doesn't make a difference, then we'll see that Shivas Haminim will have kedima. So let's see, says the Machaber, Siv Beis Ulaha Rambam, Im Hoyam Min Echot Choviv Lo Yoser, Bein Shebirchosein Shavas, Bein Sheinan Shavas. According to the Rambam, it makes no difference if it's the same bracha or different brachas. Bein Sheyesh Pe'amim Min Shiva, Bein Shein Pe'amim Min Shiva. Whether they're from the Shiva Saminim or not. Maktim HaChoviv Lo Oz Ba'osa Shah. The Rambam holds that you give kedima to the Choviv, and the Rambam's definition of Choviv is Choviv Lo Ba'osa Shah, unlike the definition of Chaviv that the Mishnah that the Machaber mentioned before, which is the one that is generally Chaviv. So according to the Rambam, they both have the same bracha. The halacha is like the Chachamim Aleizim Em Sheyutzi Yivarech. The halacha is like Ula, that if they have different brachas, everybody holds that way. According to the Rambam, what does that Aleizim Em Sheyutzi Yivarech mean? You have to make a bracha on the one that is Chaviv. And how does the Rambam define Chaviv? Chaviv Ba'osa Shah. What happens if it really doesn't make a difference to you? You like them all equally. The Rambam will be moda that if there is no chaviv, there's no reason to be makdim anything to anything else, so you may as well be makdim the shivas haminim. Now, the mashmos of the Rambam is the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is that the halacha is not like the Rambam, because Sif Aleph was Stam, and Sif Beis he calls by name the Rambam. When he does that, he generally wants to signify that that's the day of a Yochid. He doesn't like the idea of not bringing down the Rambam Shida, but it's the day of a Yochid, and he is not paskening that way. Now, according to the Rambam is Moda, that where there is no Chaviv, the Shivas Aminim come first. From there we get that even according to us, where we hold that in the same bracha, Shivas Aminim has kedima. In the case of two separate brachas, where Shivas Aminim doesn't have kedima, we learn from the Rambam that if you don't prefer either one to the other, if there is no chaviv, Shivas Aminim will have kedima. Sif Gimel, Heviu lefon of dover shebrachoso borei priya eitz, v'dover shebrachoso shahakol. We're talking about two minim with different brachas. Based on what we learned before, the halacha is when you have two minim with two different brachas, the halacha will be that the chaviv comes first. The Machaber here says, what happens if they brought something that's eitz? V'dovah shebrachas or shakol, borei priha eitz kodemes. The borei priha eitz comes first. Shehi chashuva, she'ena poteres ela dover echad. It's a bracha miyuchedes. It is a bracha that only works for things that grow in a tree, as opposed to shahakol, which is the absolute general bracha. V'chein, borer pri adama v'shahakol. Borer pri adama kodemes, because borer pri adama also is a specialized bracha, where shahakol is not. V'im hiviu lefana priya eitz u priya adama, eizemem sheyirtze yaktim. In the case of eitz and adama, they're both specialized brachas. The fact that one is more specialized than the other, that you could be Yotza all the Eitzes with Adama, but you can't be Yotza the Adamas with Eitz, that is not enough to be Kaveya Bracha, to be Kaveya Kedima. V'yeshomim shebara pri Eitz kodem, the Bahag Shita is that since Eitz is more specialized than Adama, that has Kedima. Now, we saw that where the Brachas are not the same, you're supposed to be Makdim, the one that is Chaviv. Nevertheless, what is the Mechaber telling us? That the halacha is specialized bracha as kedima over shahakol, even though it is chaviv. Based on that, says the Mishnah Brura, what happens if you're having a shot of whiskey together with a piece of cake? The Minig Yisrael, after davening, people have a shot of whiskey and say Shahakol, and then they have their cake and they say Mazonis. The Shlub brings down that's the Minig Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's wrong. You're supposed to make the Mazonis on the cake first, because it's a specialized bracha, and only later make a bracha on the whiskey, which is Shahakol. The Shlub wants to justify it by saying that no one feels like having cake first thing in the morning. The reason they're having the cake is because they just had the whiskey. So when they come to eat and drink, the first thing they really want to do is have whiskey. It's only after the whiskey that they feel like having the cake. So that's not called that they were both in front of you. Mishnah Berurah seems to favor a person really making a mazonis on the cake first. Now, with regard to the machlokis, the Bahag, and the other Rishonim, where the other Rishonim hold that Barer Priya Eitz does not get Kedim over Barer Priya Adama, since they're both specialized brachas, and the Bahag holds that since Eitz is more specialized, it does have Kedima, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Chaviv will come first. If you don't have a Chaviv, then Shivas HaMinim will come first. If there's no Shivas HaMinim, only then will we go with the Bahag. So the order would be, if you have Eitz and Adama, let us say you have a case where you have an apple and a banana, the halacha is you go by Chaviv first. The one that you like better, you'll make the bracha on first. Since neither is from Shivas HaMinim, if you like them equally, then the halacha would be, say the Barei Priya Eitz first. But let's say we're talking about a date and a banana. So there the halacha will be, since they're different brachas, Chaviv would come first. If you like bananas better, you say the bracha on the banana first. After that, if neither one was Shivas HaMinim, so in this case, one of them is, so it already won out. The halacha will be, Chaviv comes first. If they're equally Chaviv, then the halacha will be, you will have to make the bracha on the date and not make the bracha on, well, in this case, the date is Bar Priyates anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference. But if you'd have a Shivas HaMinim, the halacha is that would have Kedima, but we'll see later exactly when that applies. So once again, two Minim. One is Eitz, one is Adama. The halacha would be Chaviv comes first. They're both Chaviv, or neither is Chaviv. Then Shivas HaMinim comes first. All things being equal, neither is Shivas HaMinim. The halacha is that the Eitz will come before the Adama.